Good evening, good evening. This is Stefania, aka Fruitarian Farmer. What's a fruitarian? I just eat fruit and raw vegetables and that's it. No cooked food, I'm afraid. And I will definitely go more into that as we do other podcasts together. So for this evening's chat, it is a bit late now for me. And funnily enough, that is what we're going to talk about. We are going to talk about lack of energy and sleep, which is a massively important thing these days. And people are really underestimating how much it affects their health. So right now, I'm in Italy. It's 10:22. I should definitely already be ready for bed. And instead I'm doing this for you. See, I'm sacrificing myself for you guys for this first episode just to show you how much I care about you all. So back to sleep. One thing we can do to regulate our sleep is going to bed at the same time, which should be before 11:30, max 11, 10:30, even better. And waking up at the same time every day. Why should we do this? Why should we have this rhythm? Because that's exactly what it does. It creates a rhythm. It creates a pattern within your life that you can follow. It creates a system which your body becomes accustomed to. You know when you need to wake up and you know when you need to go to bed. Even if you have to go out to some sort of stag night or a crazy wedding which goes on till 5 in the morning and you still have to wake up at 7, you will wake up at 7 and you'll get on with your day like nothing has happened. Yeah, you're probably dying around 3 in the afternoon, but that's okay, you can have a little nap. And this thing about sleep, it is actually really an issue that's so important to me because I did suffer from insomnia for so long. Really, it became such a big problem at one point in my life when I was going through a really bad time, really bad. There was a point in my life of about a month where I remember, I think I must have slept maybe 2 or 3 days in that whole month. Properly. There was even a point where for a whole week I did not shut my eyes. Honestly, it was traumatic to say the least. And this all came from the point of lack of self-love, because in the end, insomnia, lack of sleep, is not always about our exterior problems. It can be also about our interior problems, the way we are talking to ourselves. The way we act, the way we think about ourselves. And for me, at that point in my life, I used the lack of sleep as a sort of punishment for myself. So yeah, I'm not a sadomasochist or something, I don't like this kind of thing, but this is what we happen to do as humans sometimes. We find out something that can hurt us, that can create an issue in our life. My special intelligence discovered that if I didn't sleep, I became an erratic bitch who self-obsessed, who over-obsessed about everything and was absolutely miserable. So that was my story about insomnia. Now I really can say that I've nailed it on the head. I do not suffer from insomnia. I don't even need to wear earplugs anymore, which I had to do for 3 years. Running straight to wear earplugs. So I would like to offer this motivation to anyone that getting over a sleep problem, lack of sleep, is possible. If I can do it, anyone can do it, honestly. I didn't want to say this, but I will say, I had to take sleeping pills to make myself sleep. At one point the doctor said to me, I am not giving you any more pills. And I cried my eyes out. And in the next episode, we will talk about this. We will continue this. So thank you.